Good afternoon, Daniel.
It's been a while since we've spoken. I guess a lot of things have happened over the last couple of days, obviously, with the lockdown. But I firstly want to know that how you got on Sky News. I thought that was pretty cool.
Well, I suppose with Bendigo having the Tier 1 and Tier 2 exposures, all eyes were on Bendigo. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to shed a lot of light on any other developments. Fortunately, there aren't any other developments at the moment, so that's probably no news is good news in that case.
So where does it leave us at the moment here in Central Victoria? Obviously, the decision yesterday to lock down for 7 days. I guess services are still going ahead in relation to picking up the bins, that sort of stuff. Where are we at the moment?
It is a bit of back to the future, isn't it? We've been through this several times, but now we've got that situation where council continues the essential services work. So obviously, it's the picking up the bins, the road maintenance, park maintenance, our essential services in aged care and maternal child health, etc., continue. But our other services, like the art gallery, the theatres, the visitor information centre, swimming pools, customer service centres, they're all closed. But our customer service centre staff are available. So that's either, you can ring still or email or you use the web chat. So that's still similar to what we've done previously and found that people were still able to get information that they wanted. People might be concerned that their rates quarterly instalment is due on Monday, the 31st of May. And so people who want to pay in person, we've extended the deadline until June the 14th. However, you can pay online, and there's details for that on the council website. But I do need to remind people, if they were going to pay in person, that we don't accept cash anymore in the customer service centres. But you can use cash, obviously, at an Australia Post or a Bendigo Bank branch. So just a slight tweak to that over time. And so essentially people have stepped up. I don't know if you saw the queues for the testing, taking up Lucan Street the other day and down to the hospital. People have responded, obviously, in light of the Tier 1 and Tier 2 exposures here, but more generally, as it's now front of mind for everyone. So well done to a community who've been doing that, because we know that, following up Bendigo Health, are working really hard to do as many tests as they can, and that is the way to contain the spread, to get that information, and the contact tracing is our public health priority. That's important.
I was going to also say about the with Bendigo Health, obviously doing the vaccinations, the news today, from yesterday, that anyone over the age of 40 can register for that. Have you been in discussions over the last maybe couple of hours with Bendigo Health just to see how that's all coming along?
No, I haven't had any news update this morning yet from Bendigo Health. I understand they'll be pretty busy. But I know that some people were having a little bit of difficulty with that information line. I know that there's more resources being put to that, so that people have to register in that 40 to 49 year age group for the Pfizer vaccine, register to get the appointment. However, people over 50 can just turn up at the mass vaccination hub in Mollison Street. And, of course, there's the respiratory clinic in Spring Gully and GPs, but where you would need an appointment for those.
Of course.
So there's lots of options available, and the big thing is that if you're eligible to be vaccinated, it's the responsible thing to do. To get on top of this, we're just going to have to get as many people vaccinated as possible. But then also, I suppose, and I know I was quoted in the media saying that we might have verged into a bit of complacency. A comment about the checking in, the use of QR codes. I've personally noticed, in the previous weeks that people had been not doing that as much into the big stores as was required. And it's not for the stores to police that. It's actually for people to take that responsibility, because it's exactly in this sort of situation that we need that data. We need to know how we can contact trace if there was to be another exposure or outbreak. So that's exactly why we need that information. So I'd really remind people to... I know it can be inconvenient to whip your phone out and wait those extra few seconds to get the code scanned, but it's a very important thing to do, and I think that's a timely reminder on that one as well. Of course, we've done all this successfully before. We can continue to practice our social distancing, our hand hygiene, and, all those things that we've been used to doing, and the masks, of course, but that's all what will keep our community safe.
City Greater Bendigo Mayor Councillor Jennifer Alden joins us this afternoon on the home stretch. Mayor, I guess now the obvious question in relation to flights from Sydney to Bendigo. Obviously, we just had the service, the second service come through. Has there been any news in relation to what's the situation there?
Yes, I've just heard this morning that today's flights have been cancelled because of the low numbers. Yep. I know that people who were here from Sydney or wherever previously in the last few days have exited. And I suppose it's an evolving situation. You'll understand that most states have varying requirements for people to, if they've come out of Melbourne, to be either quarantining or isolating in some way.
Yep.
So that's the situation currently. I think Northern Territory is the only one that specifies directly. Bendigo has to, people coming from Bendigo have to quarantine. But they all differ a little bit. So that would be a day-to-day situation, I would imagine, because the intent for Qantas has been to, well, they'd only just returned the two flights a day into Bendigo and then two out. And they've been very, they've been supported by the federal government to maintain those services. So that's their decision, of course. It's nothing to do with council. But we'll watch that space. And I imagine as soon as it seems that there's enough volume there, they'll return as quickly as they can.
Yep, indeed. All right, Mayor, thank you very much for your time this afternoon. And, yeah, we'll stay safe and let's catch up next week.
Yes, very good. And I'd say to everybody, do think of supporting our businesses.
Yes.
It's a good takeaway. You know, we've got our Love Your Local campaign still. They need our help. And so wherever you can, grab a takeaway coffee or takeaway meal, and that'll go a long way to assisting them at the moment.
Indeed, well said. Mayor, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
Thank
Bye.
You very much. But thank you. That is the City Greater Bendigo Mayor, Councillor Jennifer Alden, joining us at East Gold Central Victoria.